Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
I don't know about him.
Mark Cox joins us of the Mark Cox Morning Show right here on 97.1, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Happy no collusion forever.
Yeah.
Today. Yeah. How are you, Annie?
Pretty good. I can't complain. we're looking forward to the Mark Cox Morning Show kicking off the coverage tomorrow morning for this, what CNN is calling blockbuster testimony.
Yes. You know, it's surprising they're starting so early, but probably because they're going to grill him in two different committees to try to drag up as much dirt as they can and innuendo and insinuation about the president and his investigation. And starting at 7:30 tomorrow, right in the middle of our morning show, it was when we're expecting him to appear in front of one of these committees, 8:30 Eastern, obviously. And we're going to carry the whole thing live all the way through the morning and leading up to your show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being able to join the coverage of that and see it as it goes, because it's going to be must-listen testimony from Robert Mueller. Do you think there's going to be a blockbuster moment tomorrow in what Robert Mueller says or what the Democrats try to squeeze out of him?
I suspect Robert Mueller has teed this up exactly as it's going to play out tomorrow. At the end of his news conference, by saying, "I couldn't indict a sitting president, but, you know, somebody else could," I'm paraphrasing there, but he was effectively offering up impeachment to the Democrats. Now, the fact that they haven't done anything with it means they've looked at the polls and they realize this is not a winning strategy for them. So I think they're hoping that if they can get him to say some of the things in the report, that it'll somehow sound worse, because, you know, people have had plenty of opportunity to read what's in there. The fact that the Department of Justice has warned him that they generally don't comment on people who have not been found to have done anything wrong is not going to stop him from the same kind of insinuation he showed in his news conference. So, yeah, I expect something will come out of that tomorrow that will get the spin put on it that the president, obstructed justice somehow.
I'm looking at this Axios report right now that says that the House Democrats plan to continue the Mueller fight into the fall, reviving tactics Congress implemented post-Watergate. Apparently, this plan has been outlined in a six-page memo that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in coordination with the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees, is going to send to the House Democrats today, framing tomorrow's testimony by Robert Mueller. There is no effort being made to put a bow on anything that has to do with Robert Mueller. In fact, there's definitely an effort engaged to drag this out as long as they can, as close to the election as they can. Do you think that this is a winning strategy with anybody who doesn't already and has always hate this president?
No, I think that's a great point. I think the American people are tired of it. Every poll they take shows that they're tired of it. You know, if Bob Mueller had come out of this with some allegation, it would be a different story. The fact that he didn't, I think most Americans, clearly not the Rashida Tlaibs of the world who are screaming maniacs these days, but most Americans, and I believe the majority of people with a D after their name, have a sense of fairness about them. And if something gets investigated three different times with hundreds of interviews and subpoenas, I think they're going to draw the same conclusion they've already drawn. I don't think that's going to change anything, except for the mainstream media and the Democrats tomorrow, who are going to have a heyday.
I'm looking at this report here that I'm reading from Axios. It says the Democrats have planned a social media campaign, hashtag retweet the report. They're asking celebrities and outside supporters to retweet top quotes. And then there's this comment here about a New York Times op-ed where an acting solicitor general under President Obama has offered up these three suggestions for questions. The first one is, first, did your report find there was no collusion? Second, did your report find there was no obstruction? Third, did your report give the president complete and total exoneration? If Robert Mueller answers no to that last one, does that become any more political detrimental to the president than anything that has been out there in the media so far?
Yeah, I know how they're going to play it. You know, I mean, the bottom line is that's not the prosecutor's job. Hopefully the Republicans, I read that they're going to have a little bit of a quick reaction strategy tomorrow where they're trying to counter some of these notions that the president wasn't exonerated. It's not a prosecutor's job to clear you of anything. Their job is to find whether or not there's evidence to support charges to take it to trial. And Robert Mueller was not able to do that in this report. If he could have, we'd be knee-deep in a impeachment trial right now.
Yeah, but so you and I both know that procedural things would never get in the way of the Democrats trying to make a political campaign speech.
Sure, no, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
That's all this
is. It's all about 2020. Yeah, it's all about 2020.
Do you have any concerns? Do you have any concerns about the president getting reelected?
Yeah, I'm always concerned about it because, you know, quite frankly, it was a razor-thin victory to begin with. But it's all going to be about turnout, and I think that the Democrats are driving the president's base. They're going to drive the president's base to the polls. I honestly believe that. Mm. And, you know, there's a great article in the New York Times yesterday, Annie, you can look up the headline, where one of their analysts basically said Donald Trump could technically win a bigger electoral victory in 2020 while losing by 5 million votes in the popular vote. That's going to drive them nuts.
Man,
because they expect that a lot of
they
people
would combust.
A lot of people are going to show up in California and New York and some of these populated states, but that doesn't give him any more electoral votes. Whoever the opponent is,
yeah,
they're going to lose their mind if that happens.
That's kind of funny to think about right now. Well, Mark Cox will be kicking it off tomorrow morning, certainly at 5 a.m. as always. He always takes it to 9 a.m., but you will start the coverage of the Mueller testimony tomorrow, and we'll be carrying that live through my show. We've been told it could be as many as 8 hours of testimony, could be 6 hours of testimony, but either way, you're going to take it up until your show gets done, and then Tony's going to take the reins and probably kick me out of my chair for my show. We'll see.
should be quite a day, Annie. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on with us, Mark Cox.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.